Welcome to the Shift Spotlight Podcast. I'm Winter, your host and VP of Strategy at GCE Strategic Consulting. GCE are business transformational experts that provide fractional and executive leadership services that help business owners and CEOs shift from working in the business to working on the business. Our podcast was created to celebrate CEOs, visionaries, and the EOS community, all while promoting your business to our remarkable and influential network. We are excited to celebrate your stories of change, challenge, success, and shifts you've made happen along the way. The Shift Spotlight is always looking for podcast guests. Go to shiftspotlight.com to apply today. We'd love to have you. Hey, everybody, it's Winter with the Shift Spotlight, and today we are here with Tom Mlesik. He is the CEO of Easy Solution, and it's not easy as in E-E-A-S-Y. It's E as in Eddie, Z as in Zebra, Solution, and can be found at easysolution.com. So welcome to the show, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Winter.
Okay, so let's start out with an interesting fact about you that people may not know.
So I'm going to pick my fun fact is I marched in the Penn State Marching Blue Band for 3 years.
Ooh, that's fun.
Amazing experience to play in front of 100,000+ people on a regular basis. So I just found out
that is the largest, like even over a lot of NFL stadiums, right? Like it holds 109,000 people. Yep.
More. And they're expanding it. Well, they're rebuilding part of it right now. So
I mean, that's insane, right?
Yeah, I want to say it's in the top five largest stadiums in the country.
Gotcha. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, awesome. That is a fun fact. So why don't you tell us at a high level what it is that you do?
Okay. So at a high level, I'm an entrepreneur. I can't help myself. It just keeps coming. So I started Easy Solution 28 years ago because I was mad at my last employer. And as most businesses get started, right? And we started out doing web development. And back in the day, people didn't have websites in 1996, 1997.
Yeah.
So I started doing that. Nobody believed that people were going to look for their business on the computer. Thank goodness I was right. And that really worked out. And then people thought that if I could do their website, that it's on the computer. So I must be able to fix your computer. And that's not your statement either. So I was referring business out to a couple other companies, and I was like, this is stupid. So I brought in my own IT guy, started doing the computer support stuff, and then I bought a business 6 months later doing IT support so I could grow that. And the ball just keeps rolling and rolling, right? So I got into EOS so that I could fix my own businesses, which was remarkable. And I'm talking about it all the time. I'm teaching people the tools because I use them. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I should just become an EOS implementer. So I've been doing that for almost 2 years now, and that's a ton of fun. And then I started another company with a partner that is a day trading company. So we send out alerts. And if you trade our alerts, you're going to make a ton of money. I'm just an entrepreneur at the end of the day. So
you are like a typical entrepreneur where it's like squirrel and then they start running this way and that way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Give me too much time to think, another business will pop up.
All right. So we all know that running a business is hard and we make a lot of mistakes. That's primarily what we talk about on the show.
Yeah.
But why don't you tell us something that you did right?
Something I did right is really getting, let's just say it's EOS, right? It's the six key components of the business. And you can get, if you get two of them right, you still got four that suck. So you have to get all the pieces good enough so that the business runs well.
Gotcha. All right. So which company are we going to be talking about today? Are we talking about the marketing company?
Let's talk about marketing.
All right. Let's talk about marketing. So how many employees do you have?
We have 25 employees.
Okay. So we know you use EOS. How do you foster strong company culture, especially like that's quite a few employees. So that's a growing company. That's what we would say. So how do you foster a strong company culture?
Yeah, it's through meeting pulse and core values. Mm-hmm. So everybody sits in a level 10 meeting and everybody lives and breathes our core values. And at first, the core value thing, I was like, that's stupid. Like, it's stuff on a wall. Like, who cares? Right. And I was really wrong about that. It is really one of the most foundational, important things because it's the who's right for your business. And if they don't match your core values, it doesn't work. You know, that's the right people, you know, part of the people component. And it's critical.
So I would assume that in your business you have a lot of virtual employees, right? So how do you keep them motivated and engaged in their work when they're not necessarily reporting to an office?
You know, if you would have said 6 years ago that you're going to take every single employee and you're going to send them home and that's going to work out for you, I'd have been like, you're insane. So, I mean, that's the only good thing that came out of COVID, right? Was that we sent everybody home. And because they were so grateful that they didn't lose their jobs and that we figured out how to use Zoom and Teams and they had regular meetings with their manager, that the workflow just really kept going. And now we hire people from all over the country, and we have an employee in the Philippines right now as well. And it works.
So as you've scaled your business, what challenges have taken you by surprise?
Sometimes it's market shifts, I think maybe is maybe some of the bigger surprises. Like AI is a huge thing in the marketing world right now, and just to see. And maybe the surprise is who adapts to change easily and which employees that you thought that, well, surely they're going to embrace this. It's a critical part of their job. And then they're like, no, we're not doing this. So, yeah.
Well,
So,
and two, like I've noticed with marketing in general, since AI's been around, or it's been around for 10 years, since it's now making a lot more headlines, but I see descriptions and things written, and it's 100, you can 100% tell that it's AI. Like I keep seeing like, but wait, there's more. And it's like, people don't talk like that. And that hasn't been said for a really long time. Like you could tell it's AI. So I do think that like AI can enhance businesses in general, definitely marketing businesses, but at the same time too, it doesn't replace the need for people with a brain.
Yeah. N no, it doesn't replace your brain at all. It's like having your own assistant. And you just have to be just like if when you manage a person, you have to have clear expectations of what you want them to do. AI is no different from a ChatGPT kind of thing. But AI search is going to change how you look for things now, right? So it's no longer let's rank on Google. It's how I rank on ChatGPT.
So what's going to happen to those SEO agencies? And they're going to have to adapt, right?
They're going to have to adapt. The reality is good fundamental SEO translates into good fundamental AI.
That's true. That's true.
So, because it's content. So, the more of an authority you are, the easier that SEO becomes, the more AI becomes easier too.
So, okay, so you're the visionary and you're running on EOS. It looks like you're self-implementing. What about, are you the integrator as well, or?
Yeah. So, I hired an implementer for 2 years. Yeah. So, yeah, Ed Callahan was our integrator.
Okay, great.
So,
Love to give shout outs here.
yeah, give shout out to Ed, or semi-retired implementer. And then I was able to do it on my own, and it was great. It's nice to graduate and really be able to run the team.
Okay. And so what about, are you integrating or are you self-integrating? Do you have an integrator?
I am the integrator.
Okay. So you're kind of doing it all. All right. So how did you get involved in EOS? How did you first learn about it?
I was in a peer group of this is a brilliant marketing group. So it is a marketing group of IT guys. So if you own an IT company, this is the marketing club for you. So I'm in this marketing club, and one of the guys in my peer group holds up the book Traction. And he goes, "We're all going to read this book, and we're all going to implement it." And I couldn't implement it. I don't know, wasn't smart enough. Another one of my friends, you know, they hired implementers, and I said, "Well, I just couldn't understand why I couldn't get it." And they're like, "Dude, why are you so stupid? Just go pay the money, hire an implementer." I'm like, oh, "Okay," I'm like,
So funny. Okay.
"That worked."
And it's so interesting. Most people hear about it through some sort of group or some sort of mentor that said, hey, it's time for you to do this. But the number one answer I hear is is the group, which is, interesting.
Yeah.
So, you've got a new book out. Why don't we talk a
Do.
little bit about what's in your book?
Yeah, so I got this new book. This is my fourth book I've written. So it's called They're Looking for You. And it really came out of the concept of I kept getting tired of prospects calling me and they'd ask for like marketing tactics that they never should be talking about. So they'll say, hey, I really want some help with geofencing. And I'm like, let's look at your website. And they're like, no, my website's fine. I'm looking at your website. Like, your website's horrible. Like,
Yeah.
I will not take your money. I will not do geofencing for you because all you're going to do is waste money and then you're going to be mad at me because your website sucked.
Right.
So it's about that the website's the center of all your marketing. And then the tactics that you need to do first are all the tactics where someone is actively searching for your business or what you do. So that's SEO, it's AI search, it's Google Ads, right? It's Google Local Map Pack. It's all those things that if somebody is actively looking for you, it's way easier to close that business.
Yeah.
But that's not what people try to do. They're like, oh, let's talk about it. I want social media ads. I'm like, I'm not doing that. You got to do this other stuff first.
Well, and I also think too that, like, in my experience, I know that I'm a buyer of your product before I've ever talked to you. And it's primarily from what I've gotten on your website.
That's
Like,
right.
and the only thing I'm talking to you about is confirmation that my like intuitive hit was right. And very
Right.
rarely am I wrong. But I mean, I don't think people realize how many bad websites there are out there. So, like, what makes a great website?
Yeah. So the great websites are the ones that function like they're a salesperson. So if you are willing to hire a salesperson, you just want not give them credibility pieces or not tell them what to say or why should somebody buy from you? What's the best thing? You know, what's the problem you're solving? But that's not what most websites do.
Yeah.
They barely have any content on them and they look old and outdated, right? It's like hiring a salesperson and they show up in the clothes that they just mowed their lawn in and they smell horrible. Like you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So why are you doing that with your website?
Right.
Right. So the great websites, the content on them is all about what's the problem you solve. So when you go there, Winter, and you read that opening copy, you're like, oh my gosh, somebody gets me. This is so
Yeah.
great.
Right.
But if it all starts with, we here at Easy Marketing are dedicated to customer service and value you. Like, what does that even mean? And that's
Yeah.
how most websites read.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
It's that whole pain pleasure thing, right? So I've got a background in marketing. I studied it at Florida State, not nearly as big of a stadium, but still fun. And it's
Good school.
good school, and a great attorney program. But it's that whole pain pleasure thing that you learn, right? And it's like people are motivated to do something for two reasons and two reasons alone. It's either to A, remove pain, or B, the ass. Like the aspirations of the pleasure are so great that they are prepared to make that purchase. And when you go to a
Yes.
website and you're in pain and it says, we're going to give you good customer service, that falls short because you're like, well, that's not what I need. I need rev. I need sales. I
Yes.
need business. I need to
Right.
keep the lights on,
I need a web developer who's going to make updates to my site within a week and not like 7 months.
Right,
Like
right.
the drop the ball on the website industry as a whole is it's horrible because it's a lot of independent people who just, they work out of their second bedroom, you
Or
know?
it's, yeah, or it's a lot of agencies that have their hands in too many different things, where it's, they're brand specialists, they're also copy specialists, they're also blog specialists, and also social media specialists. So by the way, they do a lot of film, and so it's like when you're trying to be all things to all people, you're not doing anything well. But I think like the number one thing people are looking for when we talk marketing, sales, all of
Yeah.
that whole, bus, they want to get leads. That's what everybody
Right.
is looking for. And a lot of people are really ashamed to just say, hey, I want leads, so how do people get leads from websites? Because I feel like it's just not done very good, very well. And it and people aren't getting leads. So they resort to the social and they resort to all of these things where they just keep throwing spaghetti at a wall and hoping something sticks.
Hi, I am Ken Paskins, the CEO of GCE Strategic Consulting. After decades of helping companies from pre-revenue startups to Fortune 50 giants, I wanted to create something that every leader could use right now. That's why we built the CEO Navigator. It is a custom GPT that helps you uncover real root causes of business challenges, build a focused 90-day plan, and even expose blind spots across your business that you don't yet see coming. This is not just artificial intelligence. It's built upon decades of proven operator experience distilled in a tool that you can start using today. To explore further, please go to gcestrategicconsulting.com/CEO-navigator-GPT and see for yourself how it can help you lead with clarity and confidence.
Yeah. So the first part of getting leads is having a website that will rank on Google, right? Mm-hmm. So if no one goes there, you can't get any leads. So that's one problem to fix. But once they get there, you have to have a great call to action.
Yeah.
And it's not contact us, right? The number one real estate spot on your website, right? It's the logo on one side and it's your book a meeting, request a quote button and phone number right above it on the other side, right?
Yeah.
That's how we read, right? We read, you know, left to right. And the last thing we see is that book a meeting, request a quote, schedule a consultation, whatever you want to call it. That's where the trick is with those kind of things. If it's e-commerce, totally different game. But
so give me just a couple of examples of good CTAs, because I mean, we see the bad ones all the time. What would be a good one?
Yeah. A good one is schedule a meeting, schedule a consultation, mm-hmm. get a quote. Mm-hmm. Those are your good ones because you know what you're doing. You're taking an active step. The bad ones are contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or you can't even find their contact us page.
Yeah. Or personal like immediate checkout is when the contact us page makes me fill out my info and wait for somebody to call me back. Like when I'm like an info now person. So it's like, I just want to talk to somebody. Give me an email, give me a text message, give me a chat bot, give me somebody. But if I've got to wait for somebody to call me, I've moved on to the next person.
Yeah. Right. So get your phone number right front and center.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So
I put on mine, you know. Yeah, I put on ours like we're real people with real results. Give us a call, you know, because we're not like chat people. We're real.
Yeah. Or in the schedule consultation, the thank you page it goes to a calendar.
Yeah.
Like, let me book it now instead of having to call you back and forth and back and forth. And that's really annoying.
Right. Right. And I know. And this has been going on for years and years and years, but I think people are really now starting to wrap their heads around it. The wave is videos, 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 videos. And like, I remember when people started telling me to do videos.
You're like, no.
Yeah. I mean, no, right? Like that is just crazy. And, you know, just take your phone and start filming yourself. Like what? You know, that's insane. And so we know how important videos are, but people are still not leveraging videos. And why?
No. Because nobody wants to be in a studio.
What? And nobody likes the way they look on camera. You know, I mean, how many times are we doing these podcasts or meetings or whatever? We're like looking at ourselves because we don't like the way we look on camera. So you have a solution to this, right?
I do. So I have been in the video, like short video content business for 15 years. Back when it wasn't even on your phone, it was like a little video camera that you would shoot on, and then we'd upload that. And I just shoot video on the spot like all the time. I'd be on vacation, I'd just have that little video camera in my pocket. I'd hand it to my wife, here, point this at me, hit the red button. She's like, what are you talking about? Don't worry about it, just hit the button, right?
Yeah.
So I just got used to doing so much video, but it's, even if you love being on camera, like I don't have a problem doing that, and it's time consuming, right? I gotta think of, what am I gonna say? What's my script? What are my key takeaways here? And then I have to have somebody really produce it. So now with AI, I can do AI videos. So I have a whole division of our company that just does AI video cloning. So I can get you to shoot a 3-5 minute video. I capture your voice, how you talk, your image completely. And now you tell me what you want me to have you say. And I type it in our software and you say it. So
that is so cool
for you. It's crazy.
I mean, that is cool. And these come out looking super sexy, super high end, right? So the person that does like stops and starts and, oh, we need to retake and whatever, this is perfect for them, right?
There's
Or
no
somebody,
retakes.
yeah, there's no retake. So that's great.
We don't have to stop and start. We don't have to be like, oh, let me say that again. Or I didn't have the right inflection there. Let me redo that.
Yeah. Wow. This is an example of those who are embracing AI and the power and the benefit that it can help with your business.
Exactly. It makes people a little uncomfortable, though. It's interesting. When I first started to do it and talk about it, I thought, well, people are going to go crazy because this is so cool.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, no, I don't want you to do that to me. I'm like, really? What?
Yeah, that's funny.
So you have to get over that it could be used for bad, because you're not.
Yeah.
You're using this for good. You're using this to save time and to be able to produce lots of content.
Yeah, exactly. This, we used to do like content calendars, right? Or like we literally lay out all of our content and then have to take time, block time to be able to knock all of that out, you know? This just kind of makes it right and now and go.
Right. We're still going to create the content calendar.
Yeah.
Right. So Winter, what are the 12 things you want to talk about this year? Great. Let's do that. Okay. We're going to do this, this, and this. Here's the script. Does that work for you? We plug it in. You talk on the screen, you know, with the AI tool, and it's done.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, pretty big tool that you have there, but where do you see yourself investing resources for growth over the next year?
I think the resources for growth really come with the team, right? So really growing more of the sales team and growing more of the SEO AI search, I think, is really where the growth, we're going to see the biggest growth areas.
Okay. And if you had to do it over, speaking to a younger self or a less experienced self, what would your advice be?
Move faster at the beginning. Move much faster. And I wish I would have known about EOS 20 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting all those pieces in place. And maybe it's also not convincing yourself that you're not being profitable because you're reinvesting in your business. I think if I would have learned that lesson sooner, that I would have been a happier person. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
What's the best piece of advice you've received as a leader?
I'm going to go with the quote that anything, let me see if I get it right. Anything measured improves. Anything measured and reported on improves exponentially. I think that's the biggest quote, right? If you're measuring something, you get competitive against yourself. And then if you have to tell somebody else what you're tracking, you don't want to embarrass yourself, so you do it better. And putting those scorecards and those things in front of the entire team is a big help.
Right. Okay, and last question, if somebody listening to you wanted to take the next steps, what should they do? And please don't tell us to go to a contact us page.
Well, probably the easiest thing is to go to easymarketing.com. So it's a letter E, the letter Z, marketing.com, and give us a call, fill out a book a meeting, and you can book a meeting right with me on there. You can also go to Amazon and get a copy of my newest book or connect with me on LinkedIn.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, well, this was a pleasure. Thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks, Winter.
Thank you for listening to the Shift Spotlight podcast. If you are a business owner, CEO, founder, visionary, or of the EOS community seeking recognition for your exceptional expertise while gaining exposure through our remarkable network, we are actively searching for podcast guests who can bring their inspiring stories to light, and we'd love to showcase your journey. Please visit shiftspotlight.com to apply today. And if you are a listener, I'd love to give a shout out to your business to our whole audience for free. All you have to do is leave a review on Apple Podcasts or follow our newsletter on LinkedIn by searching GCE Strategic Consulting. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and it means a lot to me and my team. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program, so hit subscribe to be inspired and motivated. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you and your growing business. We will see you next time.